It's Tuesday's Roundup, brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, and by Badgerland Flooring. And today is quiz day. Hank is handing out the questions, and Phil bravely, boldly, and often incorrectly taking the quiz. Confidence sky high. Accuracy still under review. Hank's got the answers, Phil's got the guesses, and somehow
we've got a show.
Play along and see if you can beat Phil, which, statistically speaking,
you probably can.
Tuesday's Roundup, where the questions are tough
and Phil makes them tougher.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, there he is.
Good
morning, young man.
The Hankster.
Hey, something on my mind this morning, Phil.
Oh, no. We probably should have done this off the air.
Oh. Well, do you got a commercial?
No. Oh. Well, not really.
Anyway, did you know that rats laugh when you tickle them?
They do.
Yes.
Do you find that out firsthand?
No, I just know that right off the top. It's just like...
Okay.
So
somebody tickled you and you laughed?
Am I a rat?
Oh, well.
Our good friend Mr. Anderson called this morning to update about his moles.
How are they doing?
They're very well, healthy.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, he's right. He says they're digging deeper because it's so hot and it's dry, so they're trying to find that moisture. So if you're watering your garden, Philip, or anybody watering your garden, they will find it.
Oh, okay. You
water it and they will come.
Hmm.
Kind of like build it and they will come.
Build it, they come.
Water it and they
Some people put gum down in there, you know.
They don't.
They pop out of the ground, they're blowing bubbles.
Yeah, it's like,
pop.
Hey, yep. Take that. With a grub in one hand.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I thought I got rid of the grubs.
Now, we just got the woodchucks. We don't have the moles so much.
I think you have moles.
Yeah.
Where I was there yesterday down by Willow. I was going to go, you said no skinny dipping when the kids are there.
Right, so. Exactly. Yeah, you had to come borrow some bricks because you were a few bricks short of a load.
I knew that was coming. I shouldn't even open my mouth. That's pretty good.
Well, it's true. You borrowed some bricks from me.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Anyway, hey, if you had to choose your least attractive feature, what would it be?
I don't know.
I know mine.
What is it?
Presence.
I was going to say ear hair, maybe.
Ear hair,
know.
I haven't seen an ear hair.
Really? Well, I've got headphones on.
Yeah, no, you wear them all the time, too. That's weird.
That's true, yeah.
You got a whole little village in there, don't you?
Oh, sick.
You might be from Arkansas, Philip, if you've ever used y'all to address one person.
Y'all,
come around here.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to my dad or something.
Yeah, right.
Y'all come here, you know?
Yes.
So anyway, today's Quizzy Poo Day.
Quizzy Poo.
Yeah.
What's it on?
It's a little bit of everything. Here's what happened, Philip. So I always have these tests done ahead of time, right? And I have misplaced my test.
Oh, no.
So I had to go to the backup one.
Hmm.
So,
too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad you didn't print it so I could have seen the answer key.
Well, I did, but... And you almost did because you almost had to go get... I was bringing out your birthdays, and I said, hey, I got them. So, anyway, here I am with the quiz and just happy to be here. And just to let you know, there is no high school that consolidated and started mascot question today.
Really?
Yeah.
You ran out of them.
Oh, no, I got a couple more.
Oh, okay.
But it's not on the backup because you have to have a backup. The problem with the backup, Philip, was... I was missing four answers.
So I might get them right.
Yeah, we're shooting. No, I researched them this morning.
No.
I didn't thoroughly research them, but I did research them. But we do have an Ithaca question, and we do have some about fruit flies.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yes, of course.
Here we go. Number one, buddy. 10 questions, all multiple choice.
Good.
All right. Number one.
Good.
How fast can a fruit fly flap its wings, Phillips?
Wow.
A, 25 times per second. B is 75 times per second. C is 200 times per second. Or B, about 500 times per second. How fast can a flute fly? Fruit fly?
A flute fly.
And the word blunder of the day is brought to you by T.J. Outer Salvage.
There are flies that come out of your flute when you're playing flute.
All right, number two. Who was the Ithaca school principal for the graduating class of 1930?
Oh, my goodness.
Is it H.G. Gilbo? Did I not say that right?
I don't know.
All right. Is it Thomas Stoddard?
That's a little before my time.
All right. Number three, I don't know, Gerhard Pepich.
Okay.
All right. Number four is Pico Koric. Pico. I messed that one up, huh?
No, you didn't. There's a story behind that name. I'm sure that was an Adam Hess contribution. So,
is it A, H.G. Gilby?
Yeah, yeah.
Or B, Thomas Stoddard.
Right.
Gerhard Pepich. Pico Koric.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Apparently, I messed those up pretty good, huh?
No. You got Pico Koric right.
But not the other one, Gerhard.
No. Should I tell the story now about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, back in the day, the radio station, we had a toll-free number. And when we were out at remote locations, we could dial it, and preferably from a payphone, so you never had to put a quarter in or whatever.
Right.
So we had this, and I was at a game one night, and I was dialing, and it was 1-800 and whatever it was. And for some reason, I was a number off. You know, I was doing this by my memory. And all of a sudden, I would get this, "This is Pico Koric. Please leave a message." And I'm like, "Oh, man, hang it up. Dial it again. This is Pico Koric. Leave a message."
Oh, my gosh. So Pico Koric was not even...
So anyway...
Nice wordplay.
I'm sure he had about four or five calls from me that night, and he probably is wondering, what is this 608 number?
Yeah.
You know?
Pico Koric.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. Number three. Which was a real product here, Philip? Is it a fake parking ticket, mustard lip balm, or inflatable recliner shoes?
Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
They all have promise. Okay.
So, is it A, fake parking tickets, B, right, mustard lip balm, C, inflatable recliner shoes?
Okay.
Yeah, how's the shoes fit, the recliner shoes?
That's a good idea.
It is, actually. It is. Number four, which U.S. state produces the most cheese, Philip? All right. Is it A, California, B, Wisconsin, C, Minnesota, or D, Vermont? Number five, which animal can jump the highest, Philip? Is it the kangaroo, the flea, the rabbit, or the grasshopper? Was that six? Number six.
Okay.
Which school football teams from NCAA are called the Boll Weevils? We've talked about this. Is it the Arkansas Tech, University of Arkansas at Monticello, C, Arkansas State, or D, Central Arkansas?
Boy, flip a four-sided coin on that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Number seven, which animal sleeps standing up? Is it the horse, the goat, the cow, or could it be all of them?
Okay.
All right. Number eight, which Wisconsin city is known for as the bratwurst capital of the world? Do you know this one?
I think I got a shot at this one.
Is it Milwaukee, Sheboygan, Green Bay, or Wausau?
All right.
What is Arkansas's official state bird, Philip? I'm sure you're going to have something with this.
Oh, no.
Is it the bluebird, the cardinal, the mockingbird, or the robin?
Mosquito was not mentioned.
Mosquito. We don't have the skeeters down there like we do up here.
You don't?
Uh-uh. Oh. So, number 10, what is Wisconsin's official state bird? Do you know the official state bird for Wisconsin? Is it the American robin, the northern cardinal, the blue jay, or the chickadee?
All right.
What do you think you did? I think you did quite well.
Quite a few of them.
I think you did very, very well.
All right. A couple of them I've had before, I think.
Which ones, Phil?
I think the one about the flea, maybe. And I think maybe about the flapping of the wings.
Oh, the fruit
for
fly?
The fruit fly.
Well, let's see how you are.
I think maybe.
Let's see how you are. How fast can a fruit fly flap its wings, Philip? Is it A, 25 times, B, 75 times, C, 200 times, or D, 500 times?
I have 500.
Nope, it's 200 times per second. We have not had that
maybe
one.
Well, maybe
we
not.
We had one with hummingbirds. With
oh, maybe that was it. Out. All right.
200 times a second. No wonder no one can ever swat one. By the time you miss it, it's already called its cousins over for a family reunion on your banana. All right, number two. Who was the Ithaca School principal for the graduating class of 1930? Is it H.G. Gilbo, I think, Thomas Stoddard, Gerhard Pepich, or Pico Koryak?
I think they were all principals.
You think Pipo was?
No, not him. The first three. Because I know Thomas Stoddard was, but I went with the first one because I think that sounds right.
What is that name?
H.G. Gilbo.
So I did say it
I
right.
I think you're right.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Yeah, woo! Right. Yeah. All right, number three, which is a real product, Philip? Is it a fake parking tickets for jokes? Mustard lip balm? That would be for a joke. Or inflatable recliner shoes like you and I have?
I went with the shoes.
Nope, it's fake parking tickets.
No!
Have you never received a fake parking ticket?
Yeah, I guess I have.
All right, number four, which U.S. state produces the most cheese?
Wisconsin.
It is Wisconsin. It's basically winning our version of winning an Olympic gold medal. Just only taste you.
Two of four right now, buddy. Two of four.
That's not bad. Hey, 50%. Yeah. You're not going out for recess yet.
Not yet.
Which animal can jump the highest, Philip? Is it the kangaroo, the flea, the rabbit, or the grasshopper?
I would say the flea.
It is the flea. Woo! A flea can jump over 100 times its own weight. If I could do that, he'd be late for work because I'm jumping three counties away. Think about that.
Right. You'd get here faster, though.
It would. Yep. Mm-hmm. Which school's football team are called the Boll Weevils in the NCAA? Is it Arkansas Tech, University of Arkansas at Monticello, Arkansas State, or Central Arkansas?
I said Monticello.
Monticello, it is. It is the Boll Weevils.
Boll Weevils.
You know, their biggest rival is a farmer with a can of bug spray.
I suppose. Yeah.
Which animal sleeps standing up? The horse, the goat, the cow, or all of the above?
I think they all do.
They all do. Woo! Yes, they do. If humans could do that, staff meetings would be a whole lot shorter.
I can sleep standing up. I've done it before.
You probably have, knowing your hours. Number eight, which Wisconsin city is known for the bratwurst capital of the world? As soon as I said this, it was already on your paper.
Sheboygan.
It is Sheboygan.
Maybe.
Some places have food trucks. Sheboygan has brat. My goodness. Okay, this word blunder, sentence blunder, is also brought to you by J&J Salvage of Basketball. Some places have food trucks, Phil. Sheboygan has brat bragging rights. How's that?
Brat bragging rights.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, well, it is. That's a tongue twister.
What is Arkansas's official state bird?
I went with the mockingbird.
It is the mockingbird.
Wow. But as far as Henry Bray, you know, that bird left the
that
state.
That bird don't fly.
No. And there were some ladies that feathered their nest, too.
Oh, my goodness.
With that bird.
Oh, yeah. He's work brittle. You know?
he ain't real work brittle.
That gink.
That goofy gink. We learned that was a real word, too.
It is a real word.
Gink is a real word.
Gink is a real word.
G-I-N-K. Again, it's an antiquated term.
Yeah, it is. It is.
For somebody, a person, who might be of low character, I believe.
Low character, self-esteem, doesn't want kids.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah. All right. It's an old term.
It is a very old term, but also still logical in some languages today, or in the different parts of our country.
That's right.
All right, number 10.
That's right, you goofy gink.
You know what? You're not so work brittle yourself, Phil. What is Wisconsin's official state bird, Philip? I'm just going to go the robin, cardinal, blue jay, or chickadee.
I think it's the cardinal.
It is the cardinal. The cardinal became Wisconsin state bird in 1949, the same year that WRCE was born and WRCO.
WRCO was born, right. Absolutely.
It won the vote mostly because the mosquito wasn't eligible to run.
Okay. True. All right. Eight correct.
Not bad, buddy.
I'm going out for recess.
You're going out for recess,
after
man.
A shaky start.
Yeah. Yeah. Not bad.
Yep.
But you got number one wrong again, so I'm back on those again.
Oh, boy.
Beat Phil at one.
Nice. Nice job.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Have a great day. And everybody out there, be kind.
That's Professor Bray.